The summer rain is here, so that must mean the school holidays are upon us. The Leaving Cert and Junior Cycle exams begin next week. Around 66,000 students will take the end of secondary school exam. Here with some advice and a look at how these final days should and are being spent is our reporter Sheila Nocton.
When are you coming out?
Yeah, I forgot my bag.
Okay.
To be honest, I feel quite nervous to finally get to that moment, the moment that everyone's been sort of dreading. One subject I am kind of stressing about is business.
Irish, I'm kind of stressing about that a little bit, but I know it'll be fine because we've done lots of little things and lots of practice on different exams and stuff and exam papers.
Leaving Cert student Jasmine and Leaving Cert applied student Maria Clare from Tyndall College in Carlow on their concerns as they gear up to take the exams that many of us still have nightmares about. They're two of the 66,182 students due to sit the Leaving Cert this year. That's an increase of almost 5.5% compared to the same time in 2024, but they're not there yet.
This is an important exam. You've worked a long time towards this exam, so feelings of anxiety are entirely natural.
While each student's level of preparedness and approach to study will vary, Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin, says maintaining good mental health in the final stretch is universally important.
Focus on what you can do today, not the entire syllabus. It's different for each person, so it's not good to compare yourself or your study plan with other people. You think of the big picture, but then focus on today with two or three key tasks and stick to those. The human body is built for routines. So you should keep your routine fairly steady. That means regular bedtimes, meals and breaks, because predictability will calm our brains.
Getting the balancing act right between study and rest is something some of the students at Cross and Passion College in Kilcullen, County Kildare, feel they're on top of. As they nervously await June 4th, here's how they intend to navigate that final push.
Well, I have a set routine when I get home, and I find that really helps. Kind of know what I'm doing as soon as I get in the door.
Up until now, I think I've coped quite well. And looking into the next few weeks, I'm just going to keep the routine that I have had going.
I'm quite mathematical, so I have maths, applied maths and physics. And so I'm kind of looking forward to those where it's just the same process. Stuff like English or in Irish, I'm not looking too forward about.
In a strange way, looking forward to it, just to get it done and over with now. Like, it's been more of a 2-year journey.
The traditional Leaving Cert is not for everyone, and many schools now offer Leaving Cert Applied. This is a 2-year practically orientated programme with subjects including hair and beauty, childcare and horticulture. 4,513 students are confirmed for the LCA Year 2 examinations, and some of the LCA class at Cross and Passion College told me how their assessments have gone so far.
I am feeling very confident because over the past 2 years we've been doing like key assignments. One of our tasks were to do with contemporary issues. I did mine on body dysmorphia, basically showing problems that people don't really look at.
So every Wednesday we go to whatever work experience we've chosen. I worked in an auctioneer's office. It helped me kind of see like what jobs they do, what's expected of me, and it kind of opened my eyes to maybe is it something I am interested in, and it really did help making that decision.
I was happy with all my results so far, and I think now I'm just kind of focusing on the exams. I think I've slacked off a tiny bit, but I've loads of time to come back up and sort of get my assignments done.
As if the pressure of the Leaving Cert wasn't enough, students also need to keep their CAO in mind in the coming weeks. We go back to Tyndall College in Carlow, where guidance counsellor Gemma Lawler has this advice.
So CAO is now open to July 1st for change of mind. You can change, you can delete, you can put them in different orders. But you need to check your statement of choice from CAO as soon as it comes to you. The second thing you need to do, check, do you have an eligibility for the SUSE grants? That's through studentfinance.ie. If you don't apply, you're not in it. Please contact your guidance counsellor. We're here to help. The best outcome is when the Leaving Cert results come out that you've 3 or 4 options.
While this is a time of high pressure for the thousands of students across the country, there is life after the Leaving Cert. So here's what some of the students at Cross and Passion College in Kildare hope to do when it's all over.
The course I'm going for is in DCU. It's International Relations and then with French as the language.
I'm going to do a carpentry apprenticeship.
I hope to start a course based on tourism and hospitality, and then when I get that finished, I hope to become a flight attendant.
I'm hoping to go into a PLC in auctioneering and property services.
I decided to take the year after the Leaving Cert out, so hopefully after that I would love to work in advocacy, maybe for the EU or the UN.
Students ahead of the Leaving Cert and Leaving Cert Applied. Sheila Nocton reporting there at 7:44.